Manhead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 16th of January, 2022. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. This week, Richard continued our series looking at why questions with why membership and the readings from Ephesians chapter 4. So we'll go and join them as they're starting the reading.
The Bible reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, Unity in the Body of Christ. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speak the truth in love. We will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Thank you. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the way you speak to us through it. We pray now, Lord, that I would speak you your words and you would speak through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to say, I always love a passage that tells you what it's about from the title in your Bible. Makes life much easier, doesn't it? We read, or certainly in my Bible, it says unity and maturity in the body of Christ. Good. I could probably stop talking there. Save everyone a lot of time. For this is a passage of that speaks of what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. For that is what we are. A body of believers bind together through our faith in Christ and the blood he shed for us. We don't have a choice who belongs to it. We don't get to say, you, yes, no, not you. Everyone who follows Jesus is welcomed into it. And Paul wants us, and he wants his readers to be very clear. We've received a great gift in Jesus. We have been called to follow him. So should we not lift a life that is worthy of that calling? Worthy of Jesus and what he did for us? Seems fairly straightforward, doesn't it? Don't think anyone's going to argue with that. Thankfully, Paul seeks to show us how we might go about this. In verse 2, we read, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Now, when we read those attributes, when we read those things, are we not reminded of Jesus in his life and mission? We should act in a way that is reminiscent of Christ to one another. Bearing with each other in love, being patient, being humble. I don't know about you, but that is a challenge, isn't it? Even just to love one another sometimes feels like a big ask. But to love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter our opinions of one another, no matter what happens in our interactions with each other, is what we're called to. This is what it means to be a member of Christ's body, the church. We are to love one another. Put the other's needs above our own. For that is what it means to be humble, is it not? Put the other first. That's a call to action, a call to change of how we see ourselves. I don't know if you ever heard the phrase that we have to love each other, but we don't necessarily have to like each other. Don't know if you ever, I mean, there's some truth in it. I wouldn't want to push it right the way to the end. It would be ideal if we liked each other, but sometimes these things just don't quite happen, do they? Because we're not perfect. But we are called to be unified in our love for one another. Paul considers unity to be paramount. He considers it to be incredibly important. And where does Paul get his inspiration for this from? The simple answer would be to start with God. It's always, I would say, a good place to start, isn't it? But if we take God as our example, we see nothing less than complete unity. In verses 3 to 6, Paul uses the word one 7 times. 3 times with respect to the 3 persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And 4 with our respect to our relationship with God. I hope you're getting the hint by now. We are to be called to be one. For in the Trinity, we see an example of 3 as one. 3 working together in common cause and common mission. Unified in purpose and love for one another. And in verse 3, we read that we should seek to keep the unity of the Spirit. We're bound together by the Holy Spirit, which comes and lives in the church. And Paul is being very clear here that there is only one church bound together by the Holy Spirit. Whether Jew or Gentile in his case, or today we might say whether Baptist, Anglican, Catholic, Methodist, etc., etc. There is only one church of God. We are all God's people, all of the same universal church, even as we do disagree about various things, some more minor and some more major than others. But we are called to love each other. We are bound together by our hope in the Lord, in Jesus, in our faith in him and in the mark of unity that is baptism. We think so much of baptism, we even put it on a sign outside our building. We call ourselves the Baptist Church. We are one family. And above it all is God the Father. God who created us, who loves us, who cares for us. That is what makes us a family. Why we can call ourselves brothers and sisters. Very obviously, we are drawn together as God's church. I don't see how you can argue otherwise. But sadly, that's not always the case, is it? It's not always evident to the public world. When you think of the news stories that make it into public perception of the church, it's usually where there's arguments and disagreements in the church. We have splits and divisions. Fought not in love, but in anger. Wars rage over religion, don't they? If you go back to the times of the Reformation, something like a quarter of the German population were killed in wars of religion. That is not the way of God, is it? We're called to seek the unity of the Spirit. We're called to seek unity, to work together. Whether that is between denominations and different bits of the church, between individual churches, and even, yes, in our own local church, in each individual separate church, even when riven and split by disagreement, we're called to seek the unity of Christ, unity of the Spirit, called to love one another. I've got some news for you, which may not come as a surprise to some of you. It's not always going to be particularly nice or pleasant. It requires us to be humble and possibly admit we've made mistakes. It requires us to put aside our own feelings about things sometimes. But this is what God calls us to. For how can we be his church if we're split and riven by disagreement? If we gossip about one another? We're called to a greater unity. If we want to call ourselves a member of this God's Christ Church. Now, it's always tempting when we read of unity to think, oh, that means we have to all be exactly the same and think exactly the same thing. That's good news. That's not true. We are all called to different things within the church. Very clearly, each one of us is given different gifts by Christ. And I want you to be in no doubt this morning, each and every one of us who is a member of Christ's body, of the church, is given gifts by Christ. There's no escape, I'm afraid. Some of you may well say, I have no gifts that I know of. And I'm here to say that's simply not true. Each one of us is gifted. Each one of us is called to serve in this church. To be a member of the church is not just to sit back and let other people do things. Each and every one of us is called to serve. Each and every one of us is called into the service of Christ. Each one of us is called to work towards the kingdom of God. And Paul sets out five different gifts here. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. That's five. You will discover, if you read other letters, largely, in the New Testament, that this is not an exhaustive list. It's quite easy to list over 20 different gifts. Probably more in the New Testament. And isn't that good? For without that, what would we be? We'd be, well, a bit hopeless, I think, probably. And we are gifted by Christ to do them. To be a member of the church is to commit to it wholeheartedly and without reserve. If you want to be a member of the church, you can't just dip your toe in, I'm afraid to say. It's not how it works. Jesus calls us to be one, to work for his mission. When we talk of being a member of the church, of course, as Baptists, we run into a bit of trouble, don't we? I said it at the start of the service. We have a members meeting next week. And in the Baptist church, we have an official membership, which you voted or you apply to join, and then are voted or agreed by the membership to join. So we have two types. But in the Baptist church, in some ways, being an official member, not that I like the term, but I hope you know what I mean, means that we've made a public declaration to our brothers and sisters that we are committed to the church, committed to this local church, committed to Minehead Baptist Church, and all the responsibilities and callings that go with it. But if you're not an official member of the church, you don't get out of it that easily, I'm afraid. We're called to serve, whether that be through our use of our time and the use of our gifts, through the sharing of the finances we've been blessed with, to allow the work of the church to proceed, and through the prayer life of the church. We're all called to pray for the church. We're all called to encourage and teach those newly come to faith. To not allow, as we read in verse 14, those newly come to faith to be blown around by false teaching and different ideas and, I suppose, say fads. That's probably not quite the right word, but you know what I mean. We're called to keep an eye on one another, to keep each other true and faithful to Christ. Every single one of us has a ministry. And if you don't know what that is, then I encourage you to pray and seek it. Because God does have a plan for you. He does have something for you to do in the life of his church. For there is no separation between ministers. If the ministry of this church stopped with me and Paul, it would be a very boring church life, I think. But that fact that we are all gifted in different ways is key and important to the wider mission of the church. Someone has to be able to lead worship and sing. Because if it was left to me, we'd be in real dire straits. But every part of the church is needed to build the church. We read in verse 16, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Every part has. Every person has a part to play. We can't all be legs, can we? Be a very strange looking body if we were. We're called to seek to be the mature body of Christ. One that is marked by humility, meekness, patience, tolerance, and love. That's what it means to be a member of this Christ Church. And if we do these things, we move that bit closer to being the mature body of Christ. We are called to unity, to be committed to one another and the church, to speak hard truths to each other in love. We are called to use the gifts of the Spirit and that each one of us has been given. We are called to love one another, to care for one another. So as I finish, I encourage each one of you to pray about what you're being called to. Where is God calling you to in the ministry of his church? Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you call each one of us to serve you. And Father, we thank you that you gift us through the Spirit with the gifts to serve you. Father, none of us are without your gifts. Father, we thank you that each one of us has a part to play. That each one of us is called to something different, something unique to us. And Father, we pray that we would love one another as your church. Love one another as your people. And that, Father, we would be able to disagree in love. Father, equip us to do so, we pray. Fill us with your Spirit, we pray. Father, for without it, we can do none of these things. In Jesus' name, the one who gave all for us, we pray. Amen. And we want to echo that prayer of build your kingdom here. And let the darkness fear. Someone's just come up and said to me, he feels like someone here needs prayer and they're suffering. And if that is you, please do come over to the organ and we'd love to pray for you as we finish. I was reading on in Ephesians chapter 4. And just to go back to the picture from Alec. Do not let any unwelcome, unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the days of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ. Amen.
To leave a comment, please go to minehead-baptist.com/sermons. Well, thank you once again for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.